Tech companies have been trying to figure out how to attract more girls and women into the field for years. Up next, a story about how one girl discovered a passion for the computer science world, even though she wasn't sure if she would fit in. Radioactive's Alam Ibrahim has this story about her classmate at Rainier Beach High School.
First day of freshman year at Rainier Beach High School. First day jitters, first period's bell rang. Computer science class. It wasn't a good experience for Ifra Abshir.
I could never get it right. Everything just kept crashing. Nothing worked, and I got mad, and I'm short-tempered, so it would anger me every time something get wrong.
After time went by, computer science started making sense to Ifra. That's when she fell in love with it. Frank Martinez is a volunteer programmer who helps run the computer science program at Rainier Beach. He helped Ifra understand the concepts of computer science and how to code.
I think Ifra was probably one of my more curious and explorative students that I tried to point her in a direction and give her some parameters, and she was pretty good about going and conducting her own exploration to try and determine what she needed to know, where her skill gaps were.
After finishing her first semester of computer science, Ifra's computer science teacher invited her to speak at a bill signing at Rainier Beach High School. This bill was to make computer science a math credit in Washington State. The governor and state legislators were going to be there. Like, that's super normal for a 15-year-old to do. I remember when she spoke at the bill signing.
Technology is moving in a way that it's becoming how we breathe.
She explained that she coded an app, and it got published to the Microsoft Windows Store.
My app got published, and that's when I realized that, oh, wow, this is actually really fun. You can actually go someplace with this. The love just blossomed. I felt like I was in a committed relationship with
you. I guess I probably did a good job, but I don't know, because after that, like, I got emails every day saying, oh, come speak here, we loved your speech, do this, do that, and I guess that's just how it started.
Ifra spoke at a state conference about computer science and technology, also at the University of Washington, in a bunch of Microsoft events. She also has been featured on the Microsoft Youth Sparks page, a program designed to attract teens to computer science. The tech industry is trying to attract more girls like Ifra. In the industry now, only 20% of the people are women. In 2013, only 18% of high school kids who took the advanced placement test for computer science were girls, and 4% were African American. Ifra appreciates the industry for going out of its way to become more diverse, but she still stands out.
Because I am African-American, because I am a Muslim, and because I am a girl, that people want to use me for my image, I guess, for who I am. Sometimes they don't even care about what I say. They just care about using my face and being like, oh, diversity, we represent all types of things. But to me, I don't think about that. I think about just the benefit for me and how, like, my name gets networked. And even if it gets networked for the wrong reasons or whatever, I can always set the facts straight when people do get my name.
Even with all this attention, Ifra has learned that breaking into the tech industry isn't easy. When Ifra turned 16, she applied to the Microsoft High School summer internship. I remember her talking about it every day, telling everybody how amazing it was. Remember that bill signing she spoke at? Well, she met Governor Jay Inslee and she got him to write her letter of recommendation. Even with the letter, she didn't get the internship.
I felt like a little bit like her because I was like, my mentality at that time was that, oh, you know, all the things I've done for Microsoft, I've done all these speeches, I've represented the company multiple times, I did all these things and I did them all for free, and they couldn't give me one simple internship in the summertime. That was my mentality then.
But now, Ifra is motivated more than ever.
There was people who were like 10 light years ahead of me, people who are like amazing, who breathe computer science, who sleep computer science, who eat computer science, and it made me realize that I could always do better and that I should never give up.
She still codes all the time. No, literally. That app she was talking about earlier, it's a simple geometry game. Ifra showed her younger sister Hafsa how to play the game.
Oh, that's to show how when you lost a life. And this is the bonus points.
I can't believe my sister, out of all people, made a game up like this. It's kind of weird. She'll be on her phone until like 2 o'clock at night just doing random codes when I'm trying to sleep, and we always end up arguing over the time to shut off the light.
Her sister and friends say that she's obsessed, But Ifra makes sure that they're with her every step of the way.
Because I know that computer science is becoming everything in the world. Like, society is reaching a point where technology is how we breathe. And if I'm gonna take on technology, if I'm going to try to get to the top, then I'm going to bring my friends along with me. Because really, my friends are the ones who push me every day. And I want them to get the same opportunities I do.
I'm a victim. Ifra made me try the class. And I actually enjoyed it. 25% of the time. Ifra is now officially the advocate for Youth Sparks. And remember that internship she didn't get? Well, Ifra is a lady of her word. She isn't giving up and plans to apply again next year. From Radioactive, this is Alam Ibrahim.